In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Well, today we celebrate Mother's Day, a joyous occasion. And before we get into that, I'd like to talk a little bit about the Holy Spirit, who I believe guides so many of our mothers. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus said, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works." The message here that John brings us from Jesus is about how we are to speak God's words and do God's work as the Holy Spirit directs us. It's about discernment. We discern what God wants us to do, as well as what to do about that discerning call from God. Jesus is telling us that he's listening to what God tells him to say. So is God telling us what to say? Is God telling you what to say? Is God telling you what to do with your life? Is God really communicating with us in mysterious ways? Well, I believe that's the case. God is calling. Are we listening? Now, this working with the Holy Spirit takes quite a bit of listening skill. I can't text or Skype with the Holy Spirit. But fortunately, God did give me a few other ways to connect throughout my life. And so I listen often with my eyes as I read Scripture and the writings of many theologians who are especially good at interpreting the message of Jesus. Love, care, compassion, service, and maybe a little humor. I see it with my eyes and I hear the sounds of those who are in need, who are in pain, who may be on the other side of that, who may be joyful because of the blessings that their lives have brought about and that have touched them deeply. Indeed, the voices and faces of those who have found peace in the Lord despite the travails of this world. These are the messages from God that we need to hear. In a book that I'm reading, these are also sometimes described, the smaller parts of this, as winks from God. And I'll explain that a little bit. So do you remember a time in your life, maybe when you were a little guy, and you were in a family gathering, maybe a family dinner around a dinner table with all the adults talking and monopolizing the conversation, and you little kids didn't get to say anything? Okay? But maybe there was one person there, a grandparent, or a favorite aunt or uncle, or someone who just in the middle of everybody's conversation that you weren't much of a part of, who looked over at you, the little kid, the left out kid, and gave you a wink. Just something to say, "I'm thinking of you, kid. I like you. I love you. I think you're special." Well, God winks at us sometimes just like that. Sometimes we miss it, but God does. And it comes in different forms. It can be an old prayer that you may have almost forgotten that may just now have been answered. It could be a surprise good thing that happened just sort of out of the blue. It could be a beautiful sunset or a sunrise. Whatever that is that might bring a little jump to your heart, God is winking at you. The Holy Spirit is reaching out in a small way to tap you on the shoulder, to inspire and reassure you that you are loved and you are special. Now, one of the lessons I learned in seminary is that there are three basic ways that the Holy Spirit communicates with us, and these are true. First, there is the written word. We often read in the Bible and other writings, as I've mentioned before, and we read these words, and then we can speak the words, spoken from all of those who read our lessons to us every Sunday up here. And lastly, that read and spoken word filters into our ears, and individually we hear the message and we interpret it, as we often will, as so many Episcopalians do, each to his own or her own discernment. So the Word of God can be visual or by speech or by hearing, but then somewhere in all that mix, little tiny things happen. And there are those little winks. Now, they don't always tell you about those. We need to look out for them when we are especially down or unhappy, when things get a little bit out of control, when we've lost something. Whatever that loss is, we're going to slip into sort of a transition mode. We might go into a type of mourning of that loss, sometimes deeper than we can manage on our own. And when that happens, and the shock and the anger and the sadness come on, we need to look for that little small message of hope that is always there somewhere. That little tap on the shoulder. That little wink. The problem is we're not always aware of it, and we're not always listening or watching for it. Now, my mom always told us boys to listen more than we spoke. And I think that's pretty typical. But that's how you learn, she says. Listen up. Listen to things. Practice it. Look and listen. And they taught us that in kindergarten, right? So do these all sound like things that our mothers might have helped us understand? Might have communicated to us at one time or another? Well, I assure you, for me, that does that. Many mothers are especially good windows to God, as are many fathers and many others close to us. Do they give us moments or thoughts or feelings which we ought to consider when we feel called to something special? Maybe to a special ministry, or maybe just when we are simply asked to do the right thing. Well, of course they do. If you don't believe that, you just ask Corey Capes. Ask her about either of these things, and she'll tell you how important it is to listen to God speaking to us through the everyday lives of children, and the everyday lives of loving parents, and the everyday lives of teachers, and priests, and deacons, and God help us, bishops. We all come to these forks in the road that require discernment. Discernment. And that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, "The Father who dwells in me does his works." Because the Father dwells in each of us too, and helps us discern what we are to do. If we listen, and if we notice those little winks, if we think about what our moms told us, those answers are going to come to us. God speaks to us in so many ways, leads us down paths that we may long for but don't have the courage for, without that inner help. And Corey is taking that path that's right for her. I suspect after years of wrestling with the decision. She knows, as the author and poet George Eliot wrote, it's never too late to be what you might have been. I'll say that again. It's never too late, never too late to be what you might have been. And Corey also responds to the true test to find out whether your mission on earth is finished. And the answer is, if you're alive, it's not. Corey will be so missed by this congregation. But we can take heart in the knowledge that she will be welcomed by and will bless so many others on her journey. As the ripples come out from the stone cast in the water, the ripples will come out from this congregation and follow her to many more places where she will bless others. And she'll be the way that they see God wink at them. She will be the voice of the Holy Spirit as she reads the gospel. And above all, she will be the hands and the feet of God as she goes about doing God's work and whispering in the ears of old and young alike that they are loved and cherished children of God. So as we are blessed by her, let us bless Corey, who has at one time or another been a mother to us all, and will soon be, by an ordained title, Mother Corey. Amen.